With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are questions about the presidential line of succession following last weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
92-year-old Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa is third in line for the presidency and was the highest-ranking official not in attendance at the dinner.
I think I learned that on television at the time.
Speaking to the Salem Radio Network in his Capitol Hill office, Grassley said a thorough Secret Service review is underway, but some possible policy changes are already being discussed.
They're thinking now in the White House that it was even wrong to have the president and vice president at the same event. And I think that that would be wise.
Grassley commended the Secret Service for its swift response and bravery. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Breaking a Democrat logjam, Republicans have ended the 76-day Department of Homeland Security shutdown. The Founding Freedoms Law Center has filed a legal challenge to the ballot question for a proposed Virginia constitutional amendment. That amendment enshrines a sweeping right to reproductive freedom, including abortion throughout pregnancy. By law, the question should be neutral and accurate, but Center Chief Counsel Josh Hetzler says it's deceptive and fails to inform voters that the amendment would nullify current state laws.
The amendment will eliminate parental consent and notification before a minor obtains an abortion. It will eliminate parental notification and consent before a minor undergoes a sexual sterilization procedure, which often occurs in transgender-related surgeries. It will allow any person at all, whether licensed or not, to perform an abortion.
The lawsuit asks the court to declare that the language as written is unconstitutional and to permanently block its enforcement. Dow futures up 100 points. This is SRN News. Connecticut passes a new vaccine law.
The legislation removes religious exemptions for all shots deemed mandatory by the state and is likely to be challenged in court, experts say. The new measure contains language that states that Connecticut's Religious Freedom Restoration Act cannot be applied to immunizations for children in public or private schools. Some legal analysts predict an investigation of Connecticut by the Trump administration over the law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life advocates say this week's Supreme Court decision in favor of a New Jersey ministry will set a precedent. The High Court will allow First Choice Women's Resource Centers to sue the state over an investigation into deceptive advertising because the centers do not offer abortions. The conservative majority court has given abortion opponents high-profile wins in recent years, but this case also drew support from the American Civil Liberties Union, which supports abortion but backed the pro-life group's First Amendment concerns. SRN News. Folks in San Francisco, visitors and residents alike, are flocking to Pier 39, there to catch a glimpse of this big boy.
A massive sea lion named Chonkers is charming everyone at Pier 39. Visitors snap photos of the sea lion as he flops around on the pier among much smaller sea lions. Chonkers is estimated to weigh about 2,000 pounds, and he sits, well, wherever he wants to. A spokesman for the Marine Mammal Center says the pier does offer protection from predators and plenty of food, or in Chonkers' case, a whole bunch of food. Jason Walker reporting.
Peace, higher wages, better working conditions, demands of activists who again are taking to the streets on this May Day. It is a public holiday in many countries overseas. In the U.S., foes of President Trump not passing up the chance to voice their discontent. More details at srnnews.com.